For a lot of you out there near retirement age, it's time to start over, either because you want to or because you have to. A national community college program is training workers over the age of 50. From South Dakota, Jim Kent reports.
At a time when the nation's economy is in flux and layoffs are a daily occurrence, the Plus 50 program comes as a career light at the end of a very bleak unemployment tunnel. But American Association of Community Colleges Vice President Norma Kent says the country's economic shift has altered the focus for many who are entering the college program.
Many people who thought they were ready for retirement or thought they were ready may find out that they don't have the resources to sustain that. So they're looking around for new opportunities to get a new job, keep their old job, and really, it really can be an economic boom for them.
Kent says that 15 community colleges are now offering the Plus 50 crowd the training they need to help them change careers in a challenging economy. For instance, one California college is teaching folks how to mentor students who are falling behind in class.
We have another college in Washington State that's interested in engaging 50-plussers in sustainability issues. That would be things like restoring wetlands, forests, and other areas. And then we've got a number of colleges who are engaging the 50-plussers to reskill to start new businesses.
The crown jewels of South Dakota's tourist attractions are its national parks. Places like Mount Rushmore, Windcave and Badlands Parks, and the Minuteman Missile Historic Site draw millions of visitors each year. On a snowy winter morning, a dozen people have gathered at Rapid City's Western Dakota Tech Community College for the Plus 50 program. They're receiving instruction on how to be a park ranger from Mount Rushmore Superintendent Gerard Baker.
I don't care what job we're doing in a national park, we're interpreters. If we're in the restrooms cleaning bathrooms, we're interpreters. Because people are going to come in and they're going to ask you a question. As soon as you put that uniform on, I don't care if it's a National Park Service ranger uniform, it's a volunteer uniform, it's any kind of uniform within the body of National Park Service, you're an interpreter.
Larry Burkhead works as an electronics specialist for the Federal Aviation Administration, but is in the process of changing careers. He says he's always had an interest in national parks.
I think it's very important that we all appreciate what we have here in the national park system and what a wonderful job that they're doing in maintaining our park system and keeping the interest up.
So you'd like to be a part of that?
Yeah, I would be.
As the recession continues and workers scramble to find scarce jobs, members of this Plus 50 program hope to be walking on a new career path that could lead both to greater job satisfaction and job security. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent near Windcave National Park.